Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. How are you doing? Now, if this is your very first episode, then welcome to the podcast family. I'm Victoria Maskell, and these episodes are all about manifestation, money mindset, and just developing a happy, positive life. And in today's episode, I've actually created this content based on emails I've been getting and Instagram DMs. So I'm taking that as a sign that this is something that people needed to hear today. And I'm going to be talking about dealing with negative people. So negative people in your family environment, negative people in your workplace, maybe negative people in your business or your team. I am going to be giving you tools, tips, tricks to deal with it, because I know it can be such a problem, especially if you're on a positivity journey. If you're like, oh, that sounded like I was talking about Big Brother. Oh my gosh, you're on a positivity journey. But you know what I mean? If you're actually deciding to feel happier, more positive, to take charge of your mindset and create a life where you actually feel good, it can be really, really disheartening if people that you love, people that you care about, or just people in your environment aren't on board. So that is what today's episode is all about. If you're not already part of the Instagram family, then I would absolutely love it if you would come and say hi. I am victoria.maskell on Instagram. I love hanging out on my stories. I love posting on my feed and sharing more content on mindset, manifestation, little videos, etc. So do come and say hi. And before I dive into the episode, I want to remind you that there is still time to join my 5-day money transformation. Now, this is starting on Monday, the 27th of July in my free Facebook group, which is called Next Level Money Mindset. You can click the link in the show notes to join. And on Monday, I'm going live at 7 p.m. every single day of the week, and I am giving you a 5-day money transformation. Now, you do not want to miss out on this. To be part of it, all you have to do is come and join the free Facebook group. We are going to be talking money mindset. We're going to be talking money manifestation, and it is going to be 5 days of transformation for your mindset and your bank account. So come and join Next Level Money Mindset. Click the link in my show notes or hop over to Instagram and I can send you the link. Or even if you just search in Facebook, Next Level Money Mindset, you will find the group. Put 7 p.m. Monday the 27th of July, that's 7 p.m. BST, in your diary. And if you are thinking, but I'm in Australia, I'm in New Zealand, I'm in Iceland, I'm in the States, this is going to be a different time for me, don't worry. What's going to happen is there will be replays, but they're only going to be up for a short period of time. So I have got you covered. Now, click the link in my show notes, join Next Level Money Mindset, and I will see you for the 5-day transformational challenge starting on Monday the 27th. And also, if you know anyone who you think that would benefit, maybe they are trying to grow their business, maybe they're trying to change how they see money, they're trying to bring more money into their life, then please do feel free to share this with them. The more, the merrier. Okay, let's go into today's episode then. Dealing with negative people. Now, we've all experienced, we may have all been at some point a negative person, and that's okay because it's human nature to have negative thoughts, to have fears, worries, and doubts. But if you're listening to this episode, I'm guessing that you probably want to experience more positivity. You want to feel happier, healthier. Maybe you're trying to manifest dreams and goals. And let's face it, negative thoughts do not help us manifest. Now, when it comes to manifestation, the quickest way I can explain it is we become a magnet for our thoughts. So if we're thinking negative thoughts, we're going to manifest more negative experience. Or it's just going to be harder for us to welcome in positive people, positive opportunities, abundance, wealth, happiness, health, etc. So it's so, so important that we do focus on negative thinking and we actually focus on how to remove it. Now, we've all experienced those people in our lives. We've all experienced either in the workplace, in our own business, or just our environment, the moaning myrtle, the person who has always got a problem. We've probably experienced the negative Norman who says the world is going to end, it's going to go to pot, nothing will ever get better. We've probably experienced the doubting Dorothy the person who always has an issue, a problem to every solution we bring to the table. Maybe there's someone in our lives who just doesn't share our positivity. Maybe you're in a place where you're saying, I want to start my business, I want to grow my business, I want to leave my 9-to-5 and actually do something that I love and I'm passionate about. And you're being met with, oh, but that sounds difficult. Oh, but it's very hard to start your own business. Oh, are you sure you want to leave the safety of your 9-to-5? Oh, is that a good idea? It never works out. And everyone has got a story. Now, everyone has their own experiences, their own beliefs, and that's okay. But what we want to do and what this episode is about you building up your beliefs, your mindset, how you want to see things. If that negative Norman or that kind of Debbie Downer is really happy in their negative state, then that's okay. We don't have the right to change other people's beliefs. We don't have the right to tell other people how to think, how to feel. But we do have the right to change how we feel. And there are certain things that we can do to have a positive impact on ourselves. So maybe this is resonating because you are in this position and you're thinking, I am doing my best to feel positive, to feel motivated, to feel abundant. And you're being met with criticism, negativity. If that's you, then this is definitely the episode for you. So let's start with the fact that we can't control other people. It is just a fact. We cannot control what other people say, what other people do, because that is their life. That's their experience. The things that people say to us, whether they're saying things like, oh, are you sure you want to do that? Is that safe? Why don't you stay in your 9-to-5? Or, oh, money doesn't grow on trees. When they're saying these things, it's coming from their belief system. And their belief system has been built up by their experiences, by their family, by their friends, by their teachers, by the people who have shaped their lives. And for all of us, these thoughts become concrete. They get repeated. They become factual almost. And when something feels like a belief, it feels factual. It's really, really hard to shift that because we start to believe that it's reality. We start to think that it is a certainty when actually that's not the case. And it takes a little bit of a mindset shift just to get your head around that. So to give you an example, when I started my business, I was adamant, absolutely adamant, that you had to have a massive social media following to be successful. One of my big focuses when I very first started my Instagram account, because I didn't have one before my business, I was like, I need 10,000 followers. I can only be successful if I have 10,000 followers. I can't reach enough people if I don't have 10,000 followers. And I started to take this on as fact because various little snippets of information that I'd picked up on the way, people saying, you know, you need credibility, you need expert status, you need that swipe up, people won't understand your message if you've got a small following. And that was obviously based on their experiences and their ideas, and maybe that had been what had happened in their businesses. But it's just not true. It is just not true. But it took me a long time to actually challenge that. And it doesn't have to just be social media. It can take us a long time to challenge things that we hold as true. Now, often it's friends and family, and they are being so well-meaning. They do have our best intentions at heart. And often they're experiencing fear. So that's why they're giving us this advice. That's why they're maybe being negative about our hopes and dreams or changes we want to make. Anytime the brain perceives a change, it often freaks out a little bit because it starts to think we're going out of our comfort zone. It starts to think we're doing something new and scary, and the fear is there to hold us back. So if you do have anyone in your life that's kind of saying, oh, get real, or oh, are you sure you want to do that? Or don't you think you're making a mistake? Just know that 99% of the time that is coming from a good place. It's coming from their heart, and it's just their fears and their beliefs that they are putting onto you because they don't want you to be in a negative situation. And actually, we can turn this negativity around already and say that they're just caring. They just want the best from us. For us. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. Let's just remember that we can only control ourselves. We can't control other people. But then what seems to happen is our reticular activating system goes on negative alert mode. So maybe this is in your business team, maybe this is in your workplace or your family. You start seeing the negativity more and more. It's almost like you have a negativity radar and you hear it more and you see it more. It's like, you know, if someone points out, and I'm sure I have one and I probably don't want to know what it is, but if someone points out that a person has a phrase they use, I think I use so a lot, but you know, there's a phrase or if people have a little habit, once you're told about it, you can't stop noticing it. And it's all because of your reticular activating system. You've programmed that part of your mind to see that element, and then you start seeing it more and more. And when it comes to negativity, you start feeling more and more bogged down by other people's comments and beliefs and the energy in the room. But it's all because you are programming yourself to see it. Now, you don't want to see it, but you've told yourself that that's happening. You're maybe alert to it. So you're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't want to hear this negativity. But you're still focusing on it. So what we focus on expands. And when we're seeing negativity, when we're seeing doubt in other people, when we're seeing negative traits, we are programming ourselves to see it more and more. But the good news is you can program yourself to see anything you like. You are a creator of your reality. I've done lots of episodes on this, but let's just remember that we program our minds and that determines our reality. What we physically see and what we physically experience is a product of our mindset. So, what does that mean? We get to see the positives. We get to see what we want to see. It just takes a little bit of time, a little bit of activity, and a little bit of positive focus. So, let's start there. Can you think of someone who is being a little bit negative, or someone who is in your environment that's showing traits that you think are draining your energy, they're lowering your vibration, and they're just making things a little bit more difficult for you? I want you to actively now look for good elements and good qualities in them. And honestly, no matter how small, because at first, especially if this negativity has been building up for a long time, this is hard because it's like doing a 180. I'm not suggesting that you suddenly have to go, oh my gosh, doubting Dorothy is just the most amazing person ever. She's so positive. No, it's all about just finding something small. Maybe she's very organized. Maybe she always shows up on time to meetings. Maybe if it's someone in your family, they're always the kind of person that goes to the shops and brings you back something, even when you haven't asked. And you just think, well, actually, that shows they really care and they are always thinking about me. And I really appreciate that they do that. Maybe they make you a cup of coffee in the morning without you asking. Just little things like that. Start focusing on something positive, something good, no matter how small, and tune your mind into that. Actively look for these positive qualities. Actually expect them to happen, because what you're doing is you're programming your reticular activating system to see the things you want to see. Now, this could even be something as small as they go out for lunch every day, and that's an hour where you are in your own space, where you get to have time on your own, and that's a good thing. It can be something as small as that, a positive quality. Just start tuning your focus into that. And then I want you to start thinking and imagining how you want to see them. What sort of interactions do you want to have? And a good thing to do here is just reflect on yourself, because whenever we have an interaction with someone, we're playing a role too. And sometimes when we are thinking, oh my goodness, they're so negative, they're so this, they're so that, we do actually change how we interact as well. And this is the same in relationships. We have to make sure that we are showing up as the person we want to be. So if that person is always coming back to you with problems, are you falling into the trap of focusing on problems, talking about problems? Because actually, this can be a really positive shift. You can say, okay, well, I know that they might come with a problem, but I'm going to choose to always focus on a solution. I'm going to choose to always have a positive attitude when I talk to them, when I phone them up, when I am having my team meetings, whatever it is, because that's what you can control. You can control you. And in doing this, what you're basically doing is you're putting up this little bubble. It's like an invisible protective bubble around you, where you are focusing on the fact that other people's thoughts, other people's beliefs, other people's vibrations aren't going to affect you, because you're in your own bubble. You get to control your bubble, how you feel, how you interact, what you say, and other people can have their own beliefs, and that's totally fine, but it's not going to have an impact on you. And this is the same if maybe your partner really isn't into manifestation and you know the power of beliefs, but they're not really listening or they're just not into that. That's okay. Often I do find, though, working with clients and friends, they will say that their partners often start going, so what did you manifest? Oh, £100. How did you do that? And they come round. But we can't enforce that on people. That's not fair. That's not what we're meant to do. We are here to focus on ourselves. So create this little bubble. The next thing I want to ask, linked to this, and this is actually related to something someone sent me in a DM a few months ago. She was saying that she was about to start a new business, start in a new business, and she'd been told that her boss wasn't very nice. She'd been told that her boss was mean and critical and all of these negative things, and she was really worried about it. And the advice I gave to her was, imagine them how you want to see them. Imagine them interacting with you how you want them to. Imagine yourself putting yourself in that situation. Think about the positive qualities and actually visualize that. Actually create that in your mind. Because sometimes we haven't even experienced the negativity, but we've been told about it. So we're taking on secondhand information. Maybe you have started in a new business, or maybe this is a family member and people are saying, oh, she's so negative. Oh, she's so this. And you haven't actually experienced that yet, but you can go into the interaction with a preconceived idea of how they are. Just check in with yourself and ask, am I experiencing this negativity? Or am I actually hearing it secondhand? Am I taking on someone else's experience of the negativity? Because often there will be someone in our environment who will interact very differently with us if we approach it with a caring, positive mindset, compared to how they would interact with someone who approached it with a shield up, like, oh, they're going to be so negative. I just know they're going to come with negativity. So just be aware of that, because this self-awareness, how we're interacting, does definitely play a role when we're dealing with negative people. Another top tip here is remove yourself. Remove yourself from situations that don't serve you. Now, obviously, if you're in the middle of a Zoom meeting with your team, you can't just walk out. If you're in the middle of a staff meeting, you can't just walk out. But there are times where you have control over your situation. Can you go out for a walk? Can you choose to work in a different place? Can you very, very politely just remove yourself from situations? It's like when people get into those gossip cycles, it's so easy to sit there and just sort of be part of it. But actually, if it's not serving you, if it's not benefiting your day, making you feel better, then remove yourself. Actually actively take control of that. And there are so many different ways you can do this. You know, if it's in a business, you could be the person that says, anyone fancy a cup of tea? And you're just breaking that cycle, you're breaking that vibration, you're moving yourself out of the situation. And that is going to make you feel, number one, empowered, because you've chosen to get out of it. And number two, it's really, really going to help you feel more positive, because you're going to feel in control and actually out of the negativity. So just remember that your vibration is really, really important. You are a manifester. The way you feel affects what shows up. So think about what you can do to protect that. And that could be keeping that mental bubble. It could be removing yourself from situations. It could be visualizing how you want things to be. And it could definitely be programming your reticular activating system by just switching your focus. If there is someone who is a really loud chewer in your family, and every time it's mealtime, you're thinking, I can't deal with this. Switch your focus. Think to yourself, okay, well, what is good right now? Actually, I'm having a lovely family meal and we're all really happy and healthy and well. And that's a really good thing. And your brain is going to start going down a positive train of thought. It's also going to switch up your reticular activating system, that part of your brain that's basically like your inner PA. And you're going to start focusing on different things. And the final thing I want to say with this is focus on the solution and release the problem. There's always going to be negativity. There is always going to be people with differing views to us, differing experiences. But if we can focus on a solution, we're switching up our reticular activating system and we're switching things to how we want to see them. One final little note I want to leave you with is based on one of the 12 universal laws. Now, if you haven't heard of these, you probably have heard of the law of attraction. You definitely have if you listen to this podcast. But there are actually 12 universal laws, and this is something that I teach in my groups. And one of them is the law of polarity. So what this teaches us is whenever there is negativity, this is a positive thing because it shows us what we do want. So if you are experiencing negativity, maybe this is someone saying that your business dreams aren't realistic, or maybe this is someone in your work environment. Just ask yourself, what could this be showing me? Where is this giving me polarity? Where is this showing me what I do want because I'm seeing what I don't want? So maybe this is in a friendship or a relationship, for example. Okay, if you're noticing negativity, that's good in a way, because that's showing you that there's something that you don't want. So just ask yourself, what is the opposite of this? If I don't like this person focusing on negativity, focusing on problems, telling me that I can't do it, what do I want? Do I want someone who believes in me, is proud of me, says that I can do anything I set my mind to? Do I want to be in an environment where people are more upbeat? And we're not talking about toxic positivity here. We're not talking about dismissing negative views. I'm not suggesting that if a friend or a colleague comes to you and kind of says, I really need to talk about something, that you go, no, never going to talk to you. I need to protect my bubble. It's not about that, because there is a caring approach to negativity. What this episode is more about is when you're feeling like you're constantly bombarded by a negative energy, by people that aren't maybe wanting to look at their own thoughts. That's what this episode is about. And I just wanted to say that because I'm not trying to enforce toxic positivity at all. You probably know if you listen to these episodes that I'm a hypnotherapist, psychotherapist, and mindset coach. And I always say to my clients, this is a safe space to share how you're feeling. And I need to do that as well. You know, sometimes I have to vent to my coach or my friends and family. I have to have negative thoughts. I have to let them out. But then that's when we get to choose a new thought. That's when we get to shift our focus, shift our mindset. And that is really what today's episode is about. So I hope you've enjoyed this. Don't forget to come and join Next Level Money Mindset on Monday the 27th. We are doing the 5-day transformational challenge, all about manifestation and money mindset, and you don't want to miss it. So I hope you all have a lovely, wonderful day. Go and spread some positivity, protect yourself in your little mental bubbles, and have a wonderful day. And I'm going to see you all in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.